something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the church yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1 and see this. Here, Peter testifies. For we have not followed. Now, he look at his testimony. He wants them to understand, just like John. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were what? Eyewitnesses of his majesty. He bears testimony again. He says, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Why did Jesus need this? He needed them because the law was clear. The testimony of two or three witnesses. And that's why he took three of them to the mountain. He needed them. He needed their testimony. It was law. It was what God said. He demanded it in the law. But brothers and sisters, go to St. John's Gospel chapter 20. Verse 24 will be all right. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. This was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Next verse. After 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Amen. Then saith he to Thomas, he turned right to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Now he gets excited. Thomas gets excited. What do you think Jesus should say here? I told you. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Let me explain this to you. He chooses a word here. Normally, they would pick a word to bless. Eulogio. Okay? Usually, they pick that word to bless in the more poetical form. But no, Jesus, this time, chooses another word. Makarios. Makarios is not like when you say, blessed art thou, You are blessed. You are blessed. That's not what Jesus was saying here. Makarios means you are supremely blessed. Makarios is a word of transportation. It means you have been lifted beyond this realm. That's what it means. When it says, blessed are they, it means they are independent of circumstances. They have been lifted to another level. It's not just a bestower, but a lifting. That's Makarios. It is a blessing of separation. Not just, you know, you can be blessed. That's eulogio. Blessed, you know, things are conferred on you. In Makarios, you are lifted, you are separated. Then others are seeing you. He's supremely blessed. They say he's supremely blessed. He's not like us. He doesn't belong here. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amazing. This is something totally new that Jesus brought. He didn't come to set up a religion. No. The problem has been that for a long time, many of God's people have not been taught right. For a long time, many haven't known what real Christianity is. They think they were handed another nice religion. They think Christianity means I'm a worshiper of God. It's much more than that. Jesus is telling you here that he says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. These are those who have been freed from their senses, freed from the flesh. This was the message that Paul was able to grasp, which many of the apostles couldn't understand. What was going on here? He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. A church that lives in the Word, a church that's been transported beyond this realm of human limitations. Hallelujah. Where is this thing going? What is God thinking? I can show you his thinking. I can show you. We'll look at the prayers of the Apostle Paul, but these are the prayers of the Spirit, and that's what they're given to us as Scripture. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14. Let's take it slowly. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may settle, make up his home in your hearts by faith. By faith. Not I feel the presence of God in me now. No. Say, I've passed that level. I've passed that level. You know, I've seen a lot in the church. Years ago, for example, when the move of the Spirit was strong in the 1980s, this was a new move that began right in the 1980s, precisely from 1980, because I was part of that move, even though I was very young. I was part of that move. Oh boy, we saw a lot of things. The move of the Spirit of God. Amazing, amazing, amazing. But I also remember the teachings of the church at the time. Not so much was known. There's a lot of feeling, you know. And there are many who wish for those days where they'll feel it and know that God is present. And when they don't feel like close to God, they think something's gone wrong. They want to feel it again. They want to feel it again. And that is where we found ourselves, carrying that message of the anointing. Oh, how the church has longed for the anointing and wept for it and begged for it and fasted for it, prayed for it. How the church has gone for it. A church that was full of the Holy Ghost, begging for the anointing. Because the church mostly had been taught wrong. They got a little light and thought it was a great sun. Listen, it's so simple, very simple. If I asked you, dear sister, do you have the Holy Spirit? You do. Where does he live? In your head? In your hands? Where is he? He's inside you? Okay. So you see, you have the confidence that you have the Holy Spirit. What is the anointing? You know what it is? The anointing is the effect. It is the effect of the workings of the Holy Spirit. The effect. Sometimes it is also the impact or impartation of the Holy Spirit's power. For example, when the anointing comes on a cloth, like the handkerchiefs and aprons, the Bible tells us, that's an impartation of his power on that material. I have a question for you. The person and his effect, the person and his impartation, which is greater? It is like the man and his shadow. Men have ignored the man and pursued his shadow for so long. How much people have tried to receive more anointing and wished for it and prayed for it and begged for it. Men who were full of the Holy Spirit.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran, Quara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon, evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.
This is the continuation of the message, the church yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah. Language, a language that we speak, which we need to unlearn. For example, when you say, the Spirit of God is upon you right now. For a Christian, that's Old Testament language. His plan is not for the Spirit of God to come upon you, but it's the Old Testament language which we have carried and we're finding difficult to take away. But we will have to take away because we are moving in the next, my goodness, we're moving in another realm. And to flow in this realm, we cannot talk like Old Testament prophets. None of the apostles had that language because they knew the difference. Because he says he's coming for a church without spots, without blemish, or any such thing. Oh, let's look at it. Let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's begin reading from verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. Are you hearing this? When he comes, he will present the church to himself. What? So what kind of a church is he coming for? Not a sick church. Not a weak church. The master's coming for a glorious church. Look at it. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church. Not having spots or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That's the church is coming for. Not a church that's struggling with sin, struggling with weakness, struggling and begging for the anointing. Not a church full of ignorance. No, 1,000 times no. He's coming for a glorious church. I like it. A glorious church. A glorious church. That's what he's coming for. A glorious church. I told you, you'll never be the same again. Oh, yes. Because the Spirit of God is ministering into your life right now. Go back to that Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that he being rooted and grounded. Is this prayer supposed to be answered on earth or in heaven? This is amazing. That he may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that he might be, Look at that. That he might be filled with all the fullness. That means God's dream for every Christian is that you are vitally the house, the living tabernacle of Almighty God. Full of God. Full of God. As Jesus was. Not any less. Full of God as Jesus was. Listen, it's not something that you will grow into. It is something you are to be awakened to. Are you hearing me? You're not going to grow into it. You're to be awakened to it. To know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. It gets better. Just one more verse. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Not according to the power that worketh from heaven. Not according to the power that worketh into super evangelists. According to the power that worketh in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And everybody said amen. Amen. Colossians chapter 1. This is the prayer of the Holy Ghost. That means the desire of the Holy Ghost. From verse 9, chapter 1, Colossians. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will. This is esoteric knowledge. Do you understand? It's a knowledge that is not open to everybody. It is the absolute knowledge of God. Specific, absolute knowledge. This is amazing. This is amazing. That he might be filled with the knowledge of his will. He doesn't want us, oh God, I don't know your will. Oh God, please show me your will. Or even to be in confusion. Like, you know, we never can tell the will of God. Look at it. To be filled with the knowledge of his will. Jesus was never in doubt of the Father's will. Why should you be? God's desire is that you be filled with the knowledge of his will. In all wisdom. Having the knowledge of God's will, you are able to apply the wisdom of God in fulfilling it. Not in confusion. Should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? Should I not go? Should I do? Should I not do? Should I do? Should I not do? Then at the end, you get confused. That's not the purpose of God. Look at it. Imagine if your life is like this. Imagine. Brother, this is God's dream for you. Not when you get to heaven, here in this earth. Look at it. That he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I tell people this is one reason you got to go to church. Don't miss church. Attend church services to build yourself up spiritually. Build your faith strong with the word of God. Don't be missing the services. As you miss the service, you are missing the corporate operation of the Holy Ghost. When it's building, taking the church to another level. Because we're family. There are things he does for the family. There are things he does for individual members. But there are things he does for the family. So when we meet as a body in the church, there are things that God does which an individual as yourself just cannot accommodate. Are you following this? That's why he calls the church the ground and pillar of truth. Hallelujah. Yeah, go back to that verse. Well, not three yet. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Hi. That he might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What a life. Fruitful in every good work. Fruitful in every good work. Everything I touch turns into success. Because I'm full of God. Full of the wisdom of God. Full of the knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Fruitful in every good work. This is the church. It's God's plan for us. Fruitful in every good work. And increasing in the epignosis of God. Always having more and more revelation of God. More and more knowledge of God. We are sucked into this thing. Do you understand? The more I know, the more I'm known of him. The more I know, the more inside him. Everything. Oh my goodness. This is amazing. I said it's not about to stop like some people think. No, we're just getting faster. We're just moving faster now. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a SeatTunes host. Register at www.seatunes.org/goloud. Download the SeatTunes app today. We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran Quara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon, evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.